Hi, welcome to Appliance Service Secrets Podcast with Dependable Don Harris, the podcast that shows you how to manage your business more successfully and more profitably as you travel the road to your success. This is Dependable Don. In today's world of social media madness, it is becoming increasingly more important to understand how you and your business's reputation is being displayed on social media platforms. According to research, it is reported that 97% of consumers use online searches to find local businesses. It is critical that you know what your online reputation is and continually monitor it. It can truly make or break your business. And when it comes to online research, you are only as good as your consumers say that you are. There is no doubt that things are probably being said or written in some shape, form, or fashion somewhere on the internet about you or your company. So it is extremely important that you keep up with what is being said about your company, both positive and negative. We all know what the problem is. We simply can't control what is being said or written online. But you can monitor it to the point whereby there is more good things being said than bad. And when a bad comment is made, you need to respond to it immediately. Online reputation, or ORM for short, is a growing field and you can spend a ton of money trying to monitor it. The good news is you don't have to spend all that money. Today, we're going to look at some easy ways to know what is being said about you online. And the best part is, most of it is free. There are essentially four steps or four ways to manage your online reputation. So let's start by taking a look at them. Online searches. Search is the first place you want to begin. You want to go to Google and start typing in your name into the Google search bar. Remember, you want to cast a pretty wide net here, so type in any variations your name may have, and include any misspellings that people could come up with. It's also a good idea to add the city where you're located. People may add plural forms of your business, so keep that in mind. Also, try adding the word review or reviews with your name to see if there are any reviews out there with your name attached to it. Just a note of precaution here. If you are logged into your Google account, you want to make sure that you log out of that account. Google defaults to adding personalized results when you're logged in, and the results will favor any content you've written about yourself. When everyone else is doing searches on the company, they will see different results, and you don't want that happening. You want to see exactly what the customer is seeing. While Google is the giant in search engines, Bing and Yahoo make up about 30% of the searches, so their results are also important to you. The second step is to set up Google Alerts for your company, and the best thing is, it's free also. This will show any content or comments that are being placed on the web about your company or about your name as it happens, and it's free. The system is fairly easy to set up and use. Just type in Google Alerts in the search bar on Google, and you'll find several posts on how to set this up. In the alerts bar, just put in your company name or variations of your name as you did in the general search above that we just talked about. The great thing about alerts is you don't have to go and do the search every day or every week on your own. Google Alerts will send you an email weekly or as soon as it hits the web. It's entirely up to you as how often you get notified. Alerts are great in that they notify you of things you can miss. It can also notify you of things that you are posting on the web. This is another great tool to make sure that Google is finding you on the web. Third thing, social media. Google, Facebook, and Twitter can all be great tools to build your brand, but they also can be a place to rip a company apart. People are no longer calling their friends or the neighbors to complain. They're just posting on social media websites. And though you can't control what they say, you certainly can respond to their complaints. And it is critically important that you respond as soon as possible. If your company did mess up, say that you mess up and apologize and or offer some type of concession to make it up to them. You would be surprised at how making a concession will turn a negative comment into a positive. People know that mistakes happen, and when they see someone admitting it and then making it right, they'll do business with you. Even though we know the consumer isn't always right, if we're going to stay in business today, the old saying of the customer is always right is probably never truer than it is today. And let's look at reviews. If you deal with or sell to the general public in any way, there's a good chance that you, your company, or your product will be reviewed at some point in time. If you run a restaurant, sell retail, or perform some type of service, you'll get a review. Just look at Angie's List, Yelp, and online Yellow Pages. They're all filled with review information. You'll get feedback whether you want it or not. Therefore, it's a good idea to keep up with these reviews. If you mess up a little bit by having a late appointment, a scheduling mix-up, or a customer service rep that was just not quite responsive enough, all of these can cause you to have a disgruntled customer, even if it's not your fault. And it can cause you to lose a star or two on the ratings very easily. I've seen it, and I know you have too. The best strategy is to respond to those reviews and offer explanations or solutions. On some review channels, such as Yelp, customers can update reviews and turn a negative review into a positive review. This can be a huge win for you if you can make this happen. I trust this information has been helpful to you, and I wish you the best of luck as you manage your online reputation. Best wishes. We'll see you on the next podcast. Dependable Don Harris.